Huddersfield, can they get on the board? There's not many Giants fans here, but they're making plenty of noise. Short pass, that looked forward, I've got to be honest to you,
Hubie. Quarter mile.
He's tackled a yard short. And they're going to go again. Short power play. Mullally's over. Now, has he got it down? I think he might well have done. And Richard Silverwood checks with his officials and says that Huddersfield have their first points of the season. They couldn't score against Hull last week. They dominate here in the opening 10 minutes and they're 4-0 in front.
Yeah, well, we've spoke about Danny Brough and the magic that he's got to create and unlock this Wigan defence, but it's took brute strength, really, and an audacious forward pass in the build-up to it. But in the end, it was Mullally just with brute strength right at the side of the ruck. Really disappointing for Sean Wayne's Wigan. They won't be happy with that one at all. They won't want to concede from that area.
Huddersfield defence in good numbers underneath their crossbar. Five out, they go left here. They've got numbers if they need them to put it through hands. They're going to go this time and the ball out wide. Surely they score. And Joel Tompkins will dive in on that far side. And the pressure just got too much. And Wigan are on the board. It's Wigan 4, Huddersfield Giants 6.
Yeah, as good as Huddersfield look with the ball in their hand, I just think they're looking real vulnerable. And I'll say it again on that right edge. The defensive line moved up 2 metres on their own try line. They didn't take the 3 metres on offer at all, and they need to get up a lot harder. We spotted it earlier, 5-10 minutes ago, and Wigan have spotted it also. Sean Wayne's seen it, and I expect a lot more traffic and some real big danger signs for Huddersfield on that edge there. They need to fix that up and fix it up quick, or it could be a long afternoon.
Ball coming towards the middle here now with O'Loughlin. O'Loughlin runs at Earl Crabtree, who throws him to the floor, 10 metres out centre of the field. Couple left here, they're coming right this time, firing the pass out, big hole, and Bateman will score. He runs straight over the top of Danny Brough, and Wigan, who were behind. Well, we're going to go upstairs to the video referee. Didn't see too much wrong with that, I've got to be honest. But a try about to be given, Paul Rowley, or
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's looking at, to be honest. Seemed a good ball to me, but yeah, it's each and every time. Again, it starts on that right edge, all backing off. They must have made 30 metres, a quick ruck, and then they're playing the right play. We're going to play in smart, you've got to say, in attack. They're executing the players really well on that occasion, isolating again Danny Brough. It's from one edge to the other, isolating Ellis, then isolated Danny Brough. This time, Bateman at pace. Danny Brough's not got in front of him, and it's too much, too close to the line, he's too strong.
Got to be honest, didn't see too much wrong with this at first glance. Looks to be an incident very close to the ruck. I'm not too sure there's much wrong with that. And even if the dummy runner was in, it's not stopped the try, has it?
No, it's a try. It's got to be.
And John Bateman on the board for the Wigan Warriors. Surely, says the video referee here. And a try is given and Wigan are in front.
They're their own worst enemy at the minute, Wigan, and they've come up, you know, with several errors this half, and you would feel every time they get possession they look dangerous. But here goes Huddersfield.
Here's Cudjoe stepping off that side. He dumps the ball out of the back of the tackle. Here's a chance now. They're going for the line. Huddersfield ball away. Chance for Ellis. Oh, his ankle tapped short of the line, but he dives over. Now, will Richard Silverwood have a second look at this?
Oh, it's a try. Come on, give it.
Well, was he tackled short of the line? It doesn't matter. He's given it, Richard Silverwood. And
try.
The mistake from Wigan is punished instantly. And they are over. And Jamie Ellis dives in for his first Huddersfield Giants score. He did well on the inside. And they're back in front. Well, they're back level. They will be in front when Brough kicks the goal.
Yeah, definitely. And well done, though. Well, anyway, Wigan play came up with the error, and Huddersfield, as good as they are in broken play, they got a couple of offloads, like you said, Cudjoe over the top, basketball style, broke through, and Ellis, as ever as he is, he's a fantastic support player. He knows where the try line is, does Jamie. He's good for a few tries, and he crawled over in the end.
Here now is Ferris out the back, chance here for Connor into the line, little grubber kick for Murphy, he scores, he must do, he does, dives in, and Jake Connor finds a way to unlock the Wigan defence. It's a neat little grubber kick. And Aaron Murphy had all the time in the world. He touches it down, and it's Wigan 10, Huddersfield 16.
Yeah, you've got to say it's been coming, but you've got to also say that they made hard work of it. I think they've been down here for 4 or 5 sets now, and they finally get in off a kick. So on one hand, you've got to say well done, Wigan, for the what they've been doing defensively, been very desperate, and they've been unlocked by a kick in the end. But nevertheless, it's 4 points with a kick to come.
Wigan knocking on the door. Can they get an answer? Here's Hampshire running across out the back for Bowen here. Now it's Tompkins. He's bumped Cudjoe off. And he'll walk in and score. Awful defence from Leroy Cudjoe. And Huddersfield defence can't handle it. Tompkins is in for his second. Wigan are back in it. Wigan 14, Huddersfield 16.
Yeah, you kind of got the feeling it was going to be a somewhat underwhelming try to, because this first 10 minutes of the second half, like I say, it's been a bit of a stalemate. Been testing each other out. Been nothing really exciting. Lacked a little bit of flair, if you like. And it just took a bit of a poor attempt from Cudjoe on Tompkins, who he didn't need too much evasion, too much speed or power.
Here the ball about to be played now. Ball coming forward here is Bateman. Oh, he's gone straight through. I tell you what, that knock on the head's done him some good. He's away now. Needs support. He's got support with him. McAlorum's going to score. What a try from the Wigan Warriors. And what a run down the middle of the park from Bateman. Wigan are back in front. 10 minutes to go. Game on. Wigan 18, Huddersfield 16.
Well, who'd have thought Bateman had such pace? He wasn't gaining on him, the Huddersfield backs. In fact, the distance was growing, but he's gone right up the middle. And like you say, I think Huddersfield were like us, probably thought he was still knocked out. He saw some wonderful footwork, skimmed through the middle of the Huddersfield defence, rounded the fullback, and got a one-handed pass away to supporting McAlorum, who's touched down in a very kickable position as well.
And here's Burgess running through. He's tackled 10 away. I think this could be the game here. 7 minutes left. Wigan going for it under the sticks and over the line. They've got it down. And that could well be game, set and match. Try given. And I think it might be Sutton, the guy who got Sinbin, will confirm that in a moment.
Yeah, it is.
But Wigan 22, Huddersfield 16, and more importantly, 5 metres to the left of the post, a kick to come.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much game over for Huddersfield. They've not looked like scoring for the remainder of their half, so I don't think they're going to come up with two tries in this last 6-8 minutes or whatever's left. So, but Ryan Sutton's been good in his two Wigan appearances. Wigan there just got a quick ruck. And McAlorum jumped out, and two oncoming Wigan forwards. He's found Sutton on a one-on-one, and he's too strong, 2 metres out from the Huddersfield line. But you know, Danny Brough's spending a lot of energy arguing with the officials, and it ain't doing no favours.
Well, we came here hoping to see Huddersfield's first win of the season. It wasn't to be. They've gone down, as have Hull, beaten 7-6 at home by Warrington. Leeds, comfortable winners, 38 points to 6 against Widnes. Dewsbury won 19-10 over Sheffield. But Huddersfield's wait for a win goes on here at the DW. Wigan 24, the Huddersfield Giants 16.